The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
This year's election was supposed to focus on the economy, but now with the growth of the Islamic State and growing fears from most Americans, foreign policy is the number one issue. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman says the president needs to rally the nation around a new war strategy.
And the current strategy we know is not working. We haven't seen any measurable impact on ISIS. I want to hear a clear, cogent, decisive strategy with specific tactics as well as time frames to get things done.
It's not just Republicans saying that. Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says the president needs to unite the nation behind a plan to combat violent extremists.
So I think the starting point is to acknowledge. I understand the fear. After Paris and San Bernardino, it's understandable. If you don't do that, I think you drive people into the arms of the likes of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, who want to demagogue and want to exploit those fears for their own ends.
Then there's the economy. Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Brat says the president needs to get serious about the nation's finances.
The Democrats don't have a budget that ever balances out to infinity, right? We have a budget that balances in 10 years. That's not good enough, but it's way better than no alternative.
Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith says the president's State of the Union addresses have been illogical in the past, and that his promises often don't mesh with reality. He points to one benchmark the president laid out in 2011.
He talked about getting rid of coal and putting a million. By 2015, we'll have a million electric cars on the road. And how do you think he's going to power those cars? With coal. But, you know, in the same speech, he says he's going to get rid of coal, and we're going to have a million electric cars on the road. Which, by the way, I don't think happened.
It didn't. The administration reports only about a third of that amount of electric cars are rolling down America's streets. Griffith says he's got a plan for the address.
We'll be there, and I'll bite my tongue and sit in the back so I don't have any excited utterances that make the national news.
Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.